You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to a special edition of Secure Freedom Radio. Ann Corcoran is our guest, a colleague at the Center for Security Policy now, thanks to her collaboration with us on a marvelous book, Refugee Resettlement and the Hijra to America. She is the driving force behind Refugee Resettlement Watch, also a viral video rock star these days, thanks to the video that our colleague Adam Savitt put together with her for her new book. And Anne, I wanted to ask you about how the Obama administration seems to be conducting itself at the moment. Maybe before we turn to how it's dealing with the present situation, we might say a word about the backdrop. I mean, what has been its record with respect to this business of refugee resettlement? What kinds of refugees has it predominantly been taking in, and in what numbers?
Yeah, right. The normal number that has been taken in over the last few years has been 70,000 a year. That's been Obama's determination, and they have reached that number pretty well in the last few years. They're from all over the world, but the largest groups, actually the largest group being resettled up until now, have been the Iraqis, and about three quarters of those are Muslim Iraqis. And then we have the Burmese have been coming in a big way, and I can't forget the Somalis. I mean, you're talking about insanity. I mean, we're probably 8,000 or 9,000 Somalis this year and last year and the year before that, and going back for 25 years, which makes no sense why we continue to take all those Somalis. But let me just say that what is happening in Europe right now has created a perfect storm for what is happening in the United States, because right this very month, the president will be sending his determination to the Hill for consultation. It's actually gone to the Hill. There's been some consultation on it. And it's all coming together right this very minute. And at the same time, all of the contractors involved in all of this, the refugee contractors, are pushing for 100,000 Syrians to be admitted to the United States.
Ann Corcoran is our guest. We are talking about this phenomenon now much in evidence in Europe, but also underway in our own country. Under the guise of refugee resettlement, it seems the importation of vast numbers of Muslims, some of whom may be coming for nothing better than improving their economic lot in life, but many of them may well be imbued with this doctrine of Sharia. I have been given to understand that the estimated number of Muslims that have been brought into the United States by the Obama administration last year alone was on the order of 280,000. Does that sound right to you?
I should say it could be. Now, it's not certainly not all from the refugee resettlement program by any stretch. I mean, these are through all the different legal channels.
And illegal, presumably, as well, right?
Oh, and illegal, too. I mean, the number does not sound out of the realm of possibility. It's just that someone would really have to analyze each component of it, because there are many legal programs that allow Muslims and everybody to come into the United States, and then the illegal aspect as well.
And some have said that it, taken together with the other years since 9/11, may be upwards of 1.5 million folks of the Muslim persuasion. So this would be a rather stunning increase in the size of that population. And you were talking a little bit about how the president advances this refugee resettlement quota within that larger population year upon year. 70,000 doesn't sound like that many, but is that the end of it, or is that really just the beginning of that infusion of folks under this banner?
Well, that is just the 70,000 refugees that we would bring into the country that the United Nations has largely selected. And I want to emphasize that over and over again, because it turns out when we start talking about the Syrians, it is confirmed now that the Syrian Christians do not go to the UN camps. We are relying on the UN to pick our refugees from those UN camps. So therefore, we are getting 95% of those Syrians that have been brought in so far, which is a small number, about 1,400, but 95% of them are Sunni Muslims. So I expect that same percentage to hold as we go forward. There's been much discussion, as you and I know, about, and from members of Congress as well, to increase the number of Syrians to 65,000. Now, the left wing, including MoveOn.org, is now in on this week. They want 100,000 Syrians brought in before Obama leaves office. Again, 95% would be expected to be Sunni Muslims.
And with respect to this presidential fiat about 70,000 refugees being brought in from, say, Syria or from elsewhere, is that the end of it, or is that really just the beginning? Because family members and others will be subsequently brought in turn.
Oh, it's really just the beginning, and it's not the complete number that we bring. We allow about 30,000 asylum seekers to come into the country. Well, they come into the country and get asylum. So even the 70,000 is just the part that we are going to bring in, starting in fiscal year 2016, which starts October 1st. People don't realize that. They think it's going to start January 1st. It's October 1st. It begins. And then those 70,000, once they get in here, they will be able to apply to bring their extended family members with them. So it just mushrooms from there. And I do need to say that Obama does, or any president, has the right to declare an emergency, and he could by January add another 50,000 Syrians, but he's supposed to consult with Congress.
And this consultation process doesn't sound like it amounts to very much. Is there really any there, Ann Corker?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've done a little bit of research into the original law. There is supposed to be some there. And for 20 years, this Congress has basically abrogated its responsibility. In fact, there's supposed to be a consultation, which Kerry supposedly did last week in a joint meeting of the two committees involved. And then after that, there's supposed to be a hearing. And there hasn't been a hearing in about 20 years on this at this stage. So they could at least have a hearing, even if they can't cut his numbers back dramatically, or they can have a hearing, which is what we should all be demanding right now of the House and Senate Judiciary Committee, at least a hearing.
You touched on the fact that the numbers of refugees who are Muslim is perhaps a function of who's being selected for us by the United Nations High Commissioner on Refugee Affairs. Describe how this works. Isn't it a sovereign decision of the United States government to determine who is brought into this country? And more to the point, if it is something we've now contracted out to the UN, is there some hidden hand, if you will, behind that High Commissioner in the form of this group called the Organization of Islamic Cooperation?
I expect there is a hidden hand. I expect that there is some driving force behind it. I would love someday for us to be able to find the smoking gun on that. But in the meantime, it is happening, and it didn't start out this way. When the Refugee Act first came into being, we weren't depending on the United Nations to find our refugees. It is one of the things I would expect right now, our U.S. Senate, and Senator Grassley has been taking lead on this in the last few days. They should be saying, we should be picking our refugees. We will select which ones are most important, because I want to say that nobody asks about the Syrian Christians. We are not saving the Syrian Christians. And I think the average American thinks when they hear Syrian refugees, they're thinking we're saving the Syrian Christians, and we are not.
Then that brings us to this mechanism, and we won't have a chance to really develop this fully now, but just describe in broad outlines how this works, that once we are given the names of individuals who are to be brought into this country as refugees by the United Nations, by presumably the OIC behind them, who is actually responsible for putting these people into parts of this country?
Well, let me just say there is a step in there, and that is the Homeland Security Department is supposed to screen them before they enter the country.
I forgot that.
Has
anybody else forgotten it?
And we learned last February from the FBI that testified in the House Homeland Security Committee that these Syrians can't be properly screened because they don't know who they are. And frankly, we don't know who these Somalis are either. And then we've been doing this for decades.
And I'll hold the thought, because I want to come back to, again, how this works and how you first tumbled on to the voluntary assistant groups. That and more with Ann Corcoran of Refugee Resettlement Watch. Straight ahead.
Visit us at Facebook.com/SecureFreedom with Frank Gaffney.